Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack Ebling, Scott Eckersley, Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. I want to welcome in our next guest, Ken Glickman, area arts and entertainment contributor. Hello, Ken.
Hey, how are you, Jack?
Just fine. We are hoping to make contact with Linda Keenan, executive director of the Owosso Community Players.
Right.
They're having their dress rehearsal tonight and trying to catch up with her before Back to Broadway begins. But whenever there's a Broadway review like this, I think it's very popular because so many people are familiar with the music.
People love Broadway tunes. I mean, it's, you know, back in the day, they actually used to be on the top 10. And they used to be played on the radio, and kids used to listen to them. It's not quite like that anymore, but still, Broadway tunes are singable, and they're not yelling, and people really enjoy, and they're romantic, and people enjoy listening to them.
Yeah, and when you look at what the Broadway series has meant to this community at Wharton Center, you have seen tremendous attendance to the point that it's been one of the top 10 attended theaters in the world.
It's really amazing when they come in, like Phantom or Les Mis or something like that, they will bring in over $1 million a week.
Wow.
That's money right into this community, and it makes a big difference. It's a big, big thing.
How much of that money stays here, Ken? Is that money that immediately goes back to New York on the first plane?
You know, there's a lot of money that does, but hey, just the cast lives here.
Yeah.
For that week, and some of these shows have huge casts, and they have all their costumes cleaned here, and most people, you know, if they see some big special musical like Phantom, they'll go out to dinner before and maybe have a drink afterwards. So there's a lot of local money that sticks to Lansing coffers. For sure, these shows take a lot of money with them, but you can't underestimate what it means to Lansing.
Ken, we have located Linda Keenan, executive director of the Owosso Community Players, and we want to bring her in now. Hello, Linda. How are you?
Good evening. I'm just excellent. And you?
Well, just fine. Our good friend Kate Takaki was talking about this performance, and we're going to try to get out there and see it. It's a great theater community in Owosso, and the Owosso Community Players now at the newly renovated Studio Theater. What can you tell us about that?
The Studio Theater, theater is actually right next to our Lebowski Center, and it was donated to us by Chemical Bank right after the fire, and we have been rehearsing in that space and done some performances, but we recently received a grant from the Cook Family Foundation, and so we have new carpet and new paints and dimmable lights and blackout shades and the whole shebangs, and it looks like a really nice theater, a nice intimate theater that we have now. Seats about 100 to 120.
Okay, and that is on Main Street in downtown Owosso, right?
Yep, 114 East Main.
All right. Ken, you were talking...
This is Ken Glickman. How are you doing?
I'm fine, Ken.
Great. I wanted to ask you, this is usually a really big thing for Owosso, this particular show.
Yes.
How long does it run?
It has, because you have to be invited to be one of the performers, and they do a selection of different Broadway shows. And
I didn't get my invitation.
This season show is featuring shows since 2007, which is when our theater burned.
Uh-huh.
Ken, you know, we talked about Broadway tunes being very popular, but one thing about this particular show and the Back to Broadway series, these are all tunes within the past 3 years, right, Linda?
Yes, yes.
What will people be hearing in this show?
Oh, they'll be hearing shows from Mary Poppins and Spamalot, Of course, your mind just goes blank at this point.
The Wizard of the Wiz.
Not the Wiz. Wicked. There's songs from Wicked.
Jersey Boys.
Yep.
Yeah. What about some of the performers that might be familiar?
Well, Eric Dow is a very popular performer in Lansing, and he has come over to help us with this.
Okay.
Kate Taikaki, of course. Mandy and Carrie Bayshore, and then we have more local talent. Jessica Dreyer is in it, as is Anna Owens, and lots of really nice, really really excellent. Mary Jo Domstrong. Then we have a little orchestra. I think there's like 4 or 5 members.
How many cast members?
Orchestra. Pardon?
How many cast members?
16.
16. All right. Yeah. Well, the dates again are?
Tomorrow, the 17th and the 18th at 8 o'clock, Sunday at 3, and then next weekend, Friday and Saturday at 8 o'clock.
All right. We'll let you get ready for your dress rehearsal and break a leg for everyone there.
Well, thank you so much, and we look forward to seeing you in our audience.
All right. Sounds great. That was Linda Keenan, Executive Director of the Owosso Community Players. Ken, what about some other shows? You talked about how the theater scene really starts to pick up in September. And
Well, as usual, Jack, there's so much stuff going on this weekend that you cannot see and do everything. I mean, for our little town, we always have so much going. And the big show I want to push is the one that I reviewed for the State Journal today, which is Caroline or Change.
Right.
And this is a collaboration between Riverwalk Theater and Peppermint Creek, and it's directed by Chad Badgero, and the music director is John Dale Smith, and it is a fabulous production. I gave it a rave review today, and all the other reviewers in town did the same. I mean, it's really a monumental show. I recommend it to everybody. It's different. No one's seen anything like this before. It takes place in 1963. A black maid is working in the sweltering basement of a Jewish family's home in Louisiana in 1963. And there's all kinds of emotional and racial and sociological issues going on. But boy, the music is exciting. A lot of blues, a lot of R&B, a lot of gospel, a little klezmer thrown in. It's just a great, great show. But of course, the big thing, and I don't know if this has been discussed yet, but the Blues Fest is tomorrow.
Yes, Nicole mentioned it, but go on and talk a little more about it, if you would.
Well, it's really getting to be a very, very popular, and it really sort of heralds the last outdoor festival for the summer. And it's, of course, it's at Old Town, and it's at Friday from 4 until 12, and Saturday from 2 until 12, and it's got lots and lots of bands. Some are local, some are not. You can go to oldtownbluesfest.com, look at all the acts, but there's something for everybody, and every time I've gone, there's been more and more people each and every year. I think it's even more popular than the Jazz Fest.
How has it evolved, Ken? What's new this year?
I think just a lot of the bands are new. A lot of the bands are local. They have put bands together for this. Mike Scorey really sort of puts it all together. But really, it's amazing how many groups there are. First of all, as people can imagine, it's outside, so it is free. And here we've got probably 10 different groups that are performing. And even there's one called Harmonica for Kids. So there's stuff for, and that's at 2 o'clock on Saturday, I believe. So there's really something for everybody. Greg Nege, who is popular in town, is performing. Larry McRae, all kinds of folks. And there's a really great local band called the Robin, it's not the Robin Wright Band, but the Robert Wright Band is playing, and it's all blues performers who have been all over the world.
All right. The blues scene here after Blues Fest, What happens? So where do these performers go, and do we see them again before next spring?
Oh, they, you know, the Green Door has blues all the time.
Okay.
It's one of the great blues venues around.
So there's a rotation of acts there.
Yeah, and they just, you know, it's terrific. There is no, I don't think there's a cover charge at the Green Door, but the Green Door is a great tradition in Lansing, right on Michigan. It's huge, and you better have your earplugs in or get ready for some really strong sound in there. But it's terrific. It's always great music. Of course, Max Bar by Frandor always has a lot of great blues and rock. The Unicorn Tavern up in Old Town. There are places to go. The other thing that's happening this weekend that's sort of gotten short shrift because of the Blues Fest mm-hmm. is the opening concert of the 10-Pound Fiddle.
Okay.
And this is the folk group
right.
and the folk series.
Sure.
And it starts tomorrow, and this is the 36th year for them. So don't forget the 10-Pound Fiddle. They're playing at the Unitarian Universalist Church.
Okay. That is just off of Hagedorn, I believe, right?
That's right by the East Lansing Library. It's
okay.
by Abbott.
All right. All right, great. Sounds good. Ken, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it very much.
We'll talk to you Monday.
All right. Ken Glickman, area arts and entertainment contributor, and he also joins us on Monday for our weekly Get a Job segment, helping you if you are an employer, employee, unemployed, underemployed, you name it. You can tune in and get some tips that will help you every Monday in the 5 o'clock hour. I want to thank Linda Keenan also for joining us from the Owosso Community Players and be able to hear the music there most of the week and next week as well. We will be back with our final segment, and I don't know if this weather's going to clear up tonight or not. We have JV football in our midst, and then, of course, a big night of varsity games tomorrow as we get ready for a big Mid-Michigan football weekend. And whenever you have a night game, a lot of tailgating excitement, people out very early on Saturday, and sometimes I don't know if they can make it into the game, but most of them will manage to find their way into Spartan Stadium for a game they've been waiting for a long time. Notre Dame has not beaten Michigan State two games in a row since 1993-1994, and they will be trying to change that Saturday night at Spartan Stadium. We will be right back with our final segment, Jack Ebling and Scott Eckersley. Ebling and you, 1320 WILS.